Hello and welcome back to the Conscious Creative Podcast. Today we're talking all about human design and finding your flow with Anna Johnson Hill. Hello and welcome to the Conscious Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Yanara, also known as Yen Ceramics. I'm a soulpreneur, potter, and advocate for conscious creation. These episodes will be all about conscious conversations on all things creativity, confidence, finding your state of genius, energy, and unpacking the paradigms that are keeping creatives stuck in a state of struggle. We will share conversations with friends to dive even deeper into all the juicy things, and you will walk away from each episode with tangible tips and truth bombs that will support you on your journey to live a conscious and creative life. I am so excited to be bringing this podcast to you. Are you ready? Let's dive in. I am so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome, Anna. Welcome,
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Me too. This is, you and I have known each other for a while now. Anybody that follows either of us on Instagram has probably seen one of us pop up on the other's feeds from time to time. And so I've kind of been around to see a fair bit of your journey, particularly recently. And that's got me so excited to have you come on and share some about that, and specifically how you found more flow in your business and how human design has really changed things for you. So my first question definitely is, how did you even discover human design? Like, what led you to human design, and what is human design?
So I am super excited to share about human design, because since I discovered it, it has totally changed the way that I operate, the way that I live my days, and I just feel more authentically me than I ever have in my entire life. And, you know, I used to talk about, like, you know, being in a flow state, and but to me, I feel like before that just meant that I was, like, really involved in one activity for, like, a long period of time, and I was like, oh, this must mean I'm in flow. But now I feel like I really know what it means to be in flow state, because while you're doing it, you actually feel amazing. It's like you're tapping into this universal energy, and it just feels so good. So I'm super excited to share more about human design with people so that they can live in a way that's more authentic to them, so that they can feel these, like, periods of bliss and love and joy. And it just, like, life can be amazing. I mean, today we were driving in the car. I was driving with my mum, and I was just, like, dancing and singing and laughing. Like, my brother made me, like, really laugh about something. Oh, it was because when he was, like, 4 years old, he didn't know how to say my other brother's name. My other brother is named Steve, and he used to call him Bees. And I just think that that's, like, the funniest thing ever. Like, where did Bees even come from? And so I was just laughing so hard, and Mum was like, oh, you know, stop laughing, Anna, concentrate. And I was like, Mum, you don't need to be, like, really serious to be able to concentrate. Like, you can be having fun, you can be laughing, you can be having the best time and still be fully present and concentrating. And so I don't even know how I got onto this. Just want everyone to know that, like, you can just feel amazing. Like, it's okay. Life is meant to feel amazing. And yeah, I just feel like I am just so filled with love and joy, and I have so much of it to spread. And I was not always like this. Like, this is a new development. So when did I come across human design? I worked out, because I thought that I came across human design a couple of months ago, And when I logged onto the website and, you know, got my chart done, and you can just type into Google, just type human design, get your chart, and then you will, that will give you your chart. It's pretty easy. You can get it for free. You can do your chart for free, but it's when you actually go to like reading that information, that's where it gets a little bit trickier. But I went on a couple of months ago because I was getting all of these like signs from the universe. Like I was just hearing about it different places and I was like, oh, I have to have a look into this. It just felt like I felt this pull towards it. And I looked it up and I put in like, you need your birth day, your birth time and your birth location. And I entered those details. It came up with my chart and then it said, do you want to set up an account? And so I set up my account and then it was like, oh, there's already somebody with these details. And I was like, oh crap. So that means that I've, in the past, I'd actually done my human design before, had a look at the chart, been like, what the F does all of this mean? Just had no idea and just like left it. And so then I, like this time I was obviously, it was divine timing. Like it was the perfect time for me to dive into it. And I learned like, what do all these colors and numbers and, you know, what does all of this mean? Because human design, it brings together different modalities. So it brings together the chakras. It brings together quantum energy flows through your body. It brings together astrology, you know, all of these different things into one. And so it's like you get extra confirmation, because like if you just look at astrology, it tells you a certain story. If you just look at your chakras, it tells you a different story. But it kind of brings them all together and gives you a blueprint. It's like a map for how you can live the most authentically, and it tells you it in two different ways. So you find out, okay, what about your physical human form, who you consciously think you are? Your personality, like who is that? It tells you that. But then it also goes into your soul. So it's kind of like, you've seen the movie Avatar, right?
Yeah. It's
like big blue people like running around. You know how they, it's like the people aren't physically in the avatar bodies, but it's like they are able to put their soul into that body and it's able to run around and like do whatever work it needs to do. And when that work is done, it can like return to the ether. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like a transfer of consciousness.
So it's the same thing with your, yes, exactly. So, or unconsciousness.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's like you get given your soul, and your soul has a certain mission that it's trying to complete in this life. It's like a game. Life is a game. And so you've got who you think you are, and then you have who you are on a soul level. And this also dives into your soul. What is your soul yearning to do? And this can be, these can be things that other people see in you, but you may not see them in yourself. But just by reading it on your chart, you can find out these things, which is amazing. But yeah, so you might not be conscious of these things, but you will learn them across your life as you have different experiences, different learnings, heartbreak, betrayal, abandonment. All of these things will also lead you to these lessons, and you'll find out more and more about your soul as life goes along. But with human design, it's already there. It's mapped out. You can see like, oh, this is what I'm here to do this lifetime. Like, this is my life's purpose. This is the way that I'm meant to operate. This is what would feel good. And when you, are able to just have that information about yourself, it's like a breath out. It's like you have permission to live life in a way that's true for you without caring about what anybody else thinks, because it doesn't matter what they think, because you know who you are. You know what's written there on that page, and you know that that feels so good for you. And so if you're going to choose a certain path in life, and you're going to get judged anyway, why not choose something that's really going to light you up? If you do what you love in this life, you're going to be judged. If you do something that does not resonate with you and you hate doing every single day, you will still be judged. So why not choose that path of least resistance? Why don't you just choose what you love? Yeah.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And so I have to ask, what does your human design say about you? Before I jumped on the call, I looked mine up out of curiosity, and I'm a generator, and there's everything to say about my sacral energy, which is one of the things that links back into the chakra. And for me, that was so curious because the sacral chakra is all about creativity, which is my thing. So what has your chart told you about you?
So it's really interesting to find out. There's you can go super deep into human design and find out all about the gates and the channels and the planets and all of that stuff. But if you just knew three things about art, those things would change your life. So the three things that are the most important to look at that you can start experimenting with straight away is, number one, your type, number two, your strategy, and number three, your inner authority. So there's five different types. So personally, I'm a projector. And this was such a breath out to find out, because projectors ideally only work a few hours per day, and the rest of the time they are allowed to rest. They're allowed to do what they love, do what lights them up. And this is the way that I felt called to live my days, but didn't do that because, you know, society tells you work hard, hustle, and I felt guilty any time that I wasn't working during normal hours when people would normally be working. And once I discovered my human design, and I was so authentically, this is actually how I operate the best and where the most amazing things are going to start flowing into my life, and I'm going to be, you know, vibrating at that higher frequency. And I'm kind of pushing that away and saying, no, I have to work hard, and I'm guilty because I don't do the stuff. How low vibration is that? And it was this permission slip. It's oh, here you go. You are allowed to do that. And now I don't feel guilt around it. I have totally changed my perception to now, you do not have to work hard for money. You do not have to work hard for money. And now that I know that, I know it in my being that you do not have to work hard for money, that the hours that you put into something does not equal dollars earned. It's the value and the vibration that you are giving the world, that is what equals your abundance. And so since I've made that mental shift, I was away on a retreat. I was away from the 11th of September till 2 days ago.
17th.
I was away for a week. Yeah. And while I was away, I worked probably 10 minutes per day. I wasn't in my business mind. And so this is even less than the 2 hours that I'm probably supposed to be working, but I was at a retreat, you know. And it was so funny. I would do my work, and then I would do yoga, I would do meditation, I would hike mountains, I would go stand up paddleboarding, do all the things. And then at the end of the day, look at my bank account and I'm another $500. I'm that's not, it's oh my God, I didn't have to do anything except for vibrate high and provide value to people. Even if it's 10 minutes of value, that 10 minutes of value could change somebody's life. And the universe was rewarding me for living in alignment with my design. And even, was it yesterday morning? Yesterday, I went and I did a tiny bit of work, probably 10 minutes of work in the morning, did some yoga out on the deck. And I think it was 9 a.m. I walked back inside and Mum was there, and I said, hey, Mum, guess what? I just earned $450 this morning. And she was like, how'd you do that? I was like, oh, I just did a bit of work and then did some yoga. And so this is what I'm saying. Like, and in the past, hell no. Like, I was not open to this belief. I wasn't open to the abundance. So the universe is like, oh, okay, well, you're not working hard and that's your belief, so you won't get the money. And since I've switched that belief, it's like, oh, that's what you believe? All right, here it comes. And so, yeah, it's just incredible when you can live in alignment. Everything just flows and you don't have to think. It's like you're just this being in the universe and you can just go with life. It's like the universe already has it all mapped out, like this perfect plan. And I feel like I'm just in this dream state. Like, I can just be guided by life and I'm fully supported. I feel fully supported by myself and I feel fully supported by the universe. I feel fully supported by the people that I have around me, because when you are living in alignment, you attract the most amazing people. And I mean, even earlier today, I was telling you the story, Yanara, that I went to a cafe and I was just sitting there doing my work on my laptop. And just because I was like radiating like love and light and joy, like people around you can feel it. And, you know, obviously I've worked from different cafes like a million times, had people buzzing around and, you know, but they don't necessarily pay attention because they're in their own little world and you're in your own little world. And, but because I was just so open and giving and, you know, feeling this way, all of these people were like coming up and like telling me different stories. They were just so open because I was so open. Like, I didn't even say hello and they'd already told me their life story. And I was just connecting with all of these people. And like my mum and my brother were there at the time and they were like, oh, what was that conversation about? Oh, what were you talking about there? Oh, what's that lady up to? And there were just like all of these people just, yeah, just coming up. And it's because people can feel it. When you start living in alignment, when you're bursting with love, then other people feel that too. Okay, so that is your type. So that's projector for me. Next is your strategy. So your strategy is how you best operate in the world. So being a projector, for me, it's about waiting for the invitation. And when I first heard this, I was like, holy shit, like, hell no, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm gonna go out there and do it and I'm gonna smash it and I'm gonna make it happen. And then I get told, like, you have to wait the invitation, which basically means like, unless somebody invites me into something, then I can't do it. Like, that's just not how I operate. And I was like, so this took a little bit of like, I don't know, feeling into and experimenting and seeing, oh, it's saying that this is what I'm supposed to do, but, you know, this is never how I've lived my life, because the world is designed to fit in with generators, which is really exciting for you. You're a generator, the world is built for you. The schooling system, like, yeah, just the work days, like hustle hard, all that stuff, like you can do that. You are fully capable, and especially when you are doing what you love, like you just have this endless energy source, like limitless. Me as a projector, I don't have my own energy source. I have this kind of like fake energy source in my root chakra, which I think is like giving me energy, but actually it's just like it can give me like this push and push and push, and then I just burn out. And knowing that about myself, I'm like, oh, that's happened to me so many times in my life. And but generators will feel that too. Generators will feel that if they're doing something that's not in alignment with them, it'll be like they're on this like hamster wheel going round and round and round and being that energizer bunny, but then it's like, oh, but now I'm just like burned out. And so once you understand what your type is, once you understand your strategy, then you can start living in alignment with it. But I'm not saying like go out and do these things, like do this thing and you will be in alignment. What I'm asking you to do is to experiment. So it says this is what my human design is, and then start playing around with it and start living your life from that way and see how it feels for you. Because yeah, if I just tell you to do it, like, I don't know, it doesn't mean anything unless you experience it for yourself, and then maybe it will align with you as much as it's aligned for me, and you'll be running around in this like joy, bliss, love space. It feels bloody amazing, I'll tell you that much. But okay, so that's your, so wait for the invitation, which basically means as a projector, even when it comes to business, if it comes to a new project I want to work on, if it comes to doing a podcast interview with someone, all of this stuff, I can't go out and invite someone to do it with me. So, number three is your inner authority. So your inner authority is how you make your decisions. Most people operate their lives from their outer authority, which is where I always spent my time, spent all my time in my mind, not in my body, not in my heart. Always thinking, not so much feeling. And what you learn through human design is what part of you you can actually trust to make your decisions. So for you, you were saying it was your sacral area, like your sacral energy center. For me, it's, I've got a splenic authority. So if you think about making a decision from your mind doesn't always have all of the information. It doesn't understand everything about the universe, and it tries to make the most informed decision that it can, but it's not always going to lead you down the right path. If you listen to what your inner authority is, there, you cannot fail. There is no way that it will lead you down the wrong path. It always is doing everything to support you. Even when that thing doesn't make sense, even when, you know, you're walking down a street and it's saying like, go left, go left, go left. And you're like, there's no logical reason why I should go left right now, but just do it anyway. Like if that's your inner authority telling you to do that, because it's all, it's keeping you alive. Like it is life or death, survival. It's what's guiding you through life. And if you can tap into that more and more, that's when you can get into more of that flow state. And so, like I was saying before, with my strategy, I have to wait for the invitation. And say if I throw some ideas out there, because I can't invite anyone to do anything, or say like, oh, let's do this project. But if I throw out like there's project A, B, and C, and then somebody says like, oh my God, you would be amazing at project B. And then I'm like, okay, well, that's an invitation for me to follow through with that. But that's not, that doesn't necessarily mean I should do that thing, because it's based off my inner authority. So my inner authority is splenic, which means that I can really trust my instincts and my gut intuition. So if my gut, and it will only speak really softly, it will only speak once, and it will speak very quietly. And that's why it's so important to cleanse yourself, do yoga, meditation, have a stillness practice, eat clean food, exercise, drink lots of water, so that you are so in tune with your body that you can listen to those little whispers. And so with my splenic authority, say somebody says, oh, you would be amazing at that. And then I've got to listen to that gut intuition in that moment. Does it say yes? Does it say no? And sometimes even though my mind's saying, yes, this would be an amazing opportunity, let's do this thing, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then my gut is just like, no. And then I'm like, what? What do you mean no? But it just means, it doesn't necessarily mean no forever. It means no for right now. Like that's not the path for you right now. And you just have to trust that. And so living in alignment with your human design doesn't always mean that you get what you want in life, but you always get what you need and what you need for your next evolution, to become the greatest version of yourself. So it's always leading you down the right path. So it means that you never have to worry about anything, and you can let go of fear. Like, how crazy is that? Like, just being able to live life from a place of love without any fear, And just know that you're going to be supported, supported by yourself, supported by the universe. And so when I say supported by the universe, I mean like that it's already mapped out. Like there's already a plan. When I say supported by yourself, like you just have to listen to, you know, your sacral energy center, your splenic energy center. Some people make their decisions based off their emotions. So say there's project A, project B, they have to feel all the emotions like, oh, if I was to do project A, how would that feel in my body? And then project B, if I did that to completion, how would that feel for me? And when they're 80% sure that they understand what their emotions are saying about that, that's when they can make an informed decision and go with it. And that, like, when you're following the splenic authority, that's like a, you know, in the moment, like, it happens in a second, like you already know what the answer is. Whereas the emotional one, it can take you a day, it can take you a week, like to feel through all those emotions. So human design is unique to everyone. Everyone has a different human design. There's all these like little nuances with it. And then there's also making decisions based off the energy that you feel towards something. And so if there's project A, project B, and one of them you feel like you should do, like it would be a really great opportunity. You're kind of dreading it, but you know that it's like a good thing to be doing. But then like there's project B and like, oh, but I wouldn't earn as much money doing project B, but you know, I do have a lot of energy to do it. Like I could do that thing all day long. Like it would just feel so good. And then it's like, what should I do, project A or project B? And so sometimes logically, you can't explain with your outer authority why you're making a certain decision. And if you can explain it using your mind, then usually that means that you're not making the right decision. You shouldn't even be able to explain it. It's just like, I felt into my emotions. My emotions told me to do this. I felt into my energy. My energy said go this way. My gut instinct in that moment said, do this. So it's a crazy way to like live your life, but oh my God, it is so worth it. Like I'm just having the best time. Like life is a playground. I just feel amazing. And I want everybody else to feel this too. Like, yeah, it's just next level amazing. And it's because I'm living so authentically, not just in my humanly conscious form, but really stepping into my soul and what my soul's here to do as well.
I love that. I love that so much. So much. It was interesting what you were saying before too about how things were a bit different when you kind of weren't living in that flow state. And I was wondering if you could share a little bit more about that. How has that manifested in kind of unhealthy ways and been just really not pleasurable for you when you haven't been living in flow and you've been suppressing your intuition or your creativity or any other thing that you were suppressing at the time?
Yes. So when I was living in a way that wasn't authentic to me, but the way that I thought that I should be living and living from my mind, which is where most of society is operating from, just because they don't know any different. Like that's just what we're taught. So how would you even know to live any other way? So that's the way I was living. So I was going through the motions. So, you know, I was taught that when you go to school, you learn the things, you do what you're told, and you get good marks. And so I was like, all right, so I'll work hard, be disciplined, get great marks, and then that equals success. That equals an amazing life. And so did that all through like primary school, high school, and then uni, did the same thing. And then I'm like, oh, what's the next step? Oh, go into corporate. And I started studying my PhD. But I was just going step by step. What's the next step? Like, oh, what's the next step? Like, how do I move up this ladder more and more and more? Just going through society's expectations of what was next. And I started working in corporate. I had a, what was it, a 12-week internship. But living out of alignment always resulted in sickness within my body. And when I worked for this company in Sydney, I would get the train there from Wollongong in the morning. It would be dark. And then I would get to this office and I would be in that office all day, eat my lunch at my desk. 2 hours back home on the train, hadn't seen sunlight the entire day. And when I got home, it was dark again. And then I was like, all I can do is eat and go back to sleep and then wake up in the morning. And then I was like, oh, but this is my dream. Like, this is what I wanted, corporate. And then I'm going to work my way up the ladder and I'm going to be like, international HR manager for this company. And then I'll be CEO. And then, yeah, that's just, you know, society said, it's just like Simon says, society said, that's what you do. And so, yeah, I was just going through the motions of life rather than really feeling into what it is that I wanted to create. And when it got to the 9th week of basically living in a cave, just being in darkness all the time, I got really sick. And I got so sick that I couldn't move from my bed for a week. And it was my body telling me that this is not the way that you're supposed to be living your life. This is not your path. And I listened to that call. And that's when I was like, well, what can I do instead? Like, my entire identity was tied up in, you know, the study, the work, the, you know, corporate ladder. That is who I knew myself as, and that's how everybody knew me as well. And when I discovered that maybe this was not the path for me, well, I knew it wasn't because my body was saying no, then I was like, oh, but this is, it felt so hard because it was like I was saying goodbye to myself. But of course, I needed to do that to come into the next evolution of myself. And that's when I set up my own business, because I'm like, this is the way that I can then control. I can control my life. I can design my life. I can live in a way that feels more authentic. But then it's like I got a certain amount of freedom from doing that, freedom being my top value in this life. So I got a certain amount of freedom from doing that, but still it wasn't necessarily to the same extremity, but I was still getting sick and burning myself out and, yeah, not necessarily living in alignment with who I was, because I didn't know who I actually was. I mean, when I came across human design, it was all like given to me on a platter, like, here you are, this is who you are. And I was like, oh my God, all of this resonates. Like, yes, this is who I am. Like, thank you for voicing that for me. So even though I was like taking these steps towards the right path, it was like when I discovered human design, it like all went to the next level. And why it's so important to me that you are doing something that you love and not doing something that's super stressful for you. So I remember studying was stressful for me. Corporate was stressful. It made me get, that's not what I want to say, but it made me get IBS, like irritable bowel syndrome. The way that I was operating, and I wasn't listening to my body when it came to eating either. I would just eat when other people ate and eat what they're eating, and I wouldn't even think about it. It's probably only since I've come across human design that I've started eating like intuitively for my body as well. And I mean, even within the last week, I have dropped 3.5 kilos.
Yeah, wow.
And I wasn't like a big girl or anything, but I always had this feeling. I was like, I feel like I'm holding on to stuff. Like, I feel like I'm holding on to stuff that, you know, emotionally from my past and as you start letting go of all of these things and you're just being here in this moment, who you are, eating like in line with how your body wants to eat other than how you're conditioned to eat. Like your body just returns to its natural state. And I always had this feeling like, oh, I feel like I'm supposed to be lighter than this. Not that I was like fat, but like, I feel like this isn't me. And yeah, so everything's just coming back into alignment. And yes, so the reason why it's so important to me that you don't live from this stress place, and this is probably another reason why I've dropped that weight, because I don't feel that stress because I just feel so supported all the time. And I just know that everything's perfect as it is, and it nothing worries me. Like when I was at the retreat, I missed two ferries going over to the island, and pretty funny, the second ferry was right there and it was just like drifting away. Like, I would have been like super stressed, like holy shit, like I've just missed the ferry. And I was just like, oh, there must be a reason why I missed that ferry, like the universe just has something planned. And during that 2 hours that I was waiting for the next ferry, like, oh my god, I just had like the deepest, most amazing conversation with another human that would not have happened had I made that ferry. Like, it was a life-changing conversation that would not have happened. And so I just know, like, even when the shit stuff happens, like, that is the way things are supposed to go, because something even more amazing is going to come out of that. And okay, back again. I keep going on tangents. All right, back again to why I don't want people to live a life of stress. So my dad passed away when I was 18 months old, and he passed away from bowel cancer. And the bowel cancer spread through his body and obviously led to him passing away. His cancer was worsened, you know what I mean, by stress. And that actually led to it being a lot more aggressive than it would have been otherwise. His was the second case in Australia that there was a compensation claim approved that proved that stress had worsened his cancer. And stress leads to illness, disease, sadness, anger, frustration, struggle. Like, stress leads to all of these negative things. And if you're doing things during your daily life, because what you do, those little rituals that you're doing every day, they are what are making up your entire life. What you are choosing to do each day, because it is a choice, you can choose to live differently. That is creating a life, and you can choose to create a life of stress and struggle, or you can choose to create a life of flow and abundance. And I know that if I had have been told this even 2 years ago, I would have been like, F off, you don't know what it's like to be in this position right now.
I think I've said similar things too.
It's like, that's just you being in victim state. That's you being like, I'm not taking full responsibility for my life right now. It feels safe for me to be stuck here in this crap. It would be scarier for me to step out of that.
Fear of the unknown.
Yeah. And so the more people that I can inspire to take action and be the example. I mean, I've said that all along. My mission is to be the example to millennials, to show them what's possible. And, you know, I came from low socioeconomic family, a country town. I didn't have like a big following, like, you know, I just started at zero, just like everyone else. And that's the point. Like, the point is, I was at zero and I've been able to build and create and design this amazing life. And if I can do it, then I know anyone can do it. So, yeah, I'm just so passionate about that, about showing people a different way, showing them that, you know, if 9 to 5, like, you know, you're working in a finance job and you bloody love finance, then keep doing that thing. But an example that I like to give to people is, say you've got a plumber and you've got an electrician. And that plumber really wants to be an electrician. That electrician really wants to be a plumber. But imagine that electrician going to work every day and like, oh, another day. Oh, I've got to go and work on this house today. Like, oh, this sucks. And then, oh, but I could be a plumber. God, I want to be a plumber so bad. But, you know, I can't do it for this and this and this reason. Like, and then you've got that plumber over there and the plumber's like, oh, far out. I wasn't going to say far out. You know, I just want to be an electrician. Like, but imagine if they swap places. Imagine if that plumber was the electrician was the plumber. The plumber would go to work every day and be like, yes, like, I love this stuff. Like, imagine the customers would be so lit up and be like, oh my God, you've done such an amazing job. And he's like, yes, I have. Like, I love this stuff. And if everyone was just doing the thing that absolutely lit them up, then imagine how much, like, more the world would flow. Like, everybody would be in that happier state because they're doing what they love and, you know, just spreading more of those good vibes. And people who have access to the resources, people in the Western world, it's easier at this point in time to make money and do what you love more than at any other time in history. And yet people are telling themselves that story, oh, it's so hard right now. It's just so hard. It's like, or you can take full responsibility for that. Like, okay, this is what the situation is. It's actually bloody amazing, but this is what the situation is and this is what I'm gonna do about it and this is my next step. And if you don't know exactly where to start, start with your human design. Start with finding out the way that you're supposed to be operating. I mean, for me, it's waiting for the invitation. For some people, it's to respond. Like, you know, things enter into your orbit and you decide depending on your gut instinct, depending on your energy levels, depending on your emotions. So there's a way that you can live with more flow, in more alignment, and life can feel bloody amazing.
So true. It's so, so true. So knowing all the things that you know at this point in time, then I have to ask, what is your number one daily non-negotiable to make sure that you're coming into that alignment, into the centered state and finding that flow state each day, particularly on days where things are feeling a bit icky?
That's a really good question. Well, one of my favorite practices is a hot cup of cacao. And in saying that, it's probably the first time I've ever made some dude and his dog looking at me through the back window. It's pretty funny. I'm in my car right now. For those who are listening on the podcast, that probably sounded weird. Like, I've got some guy in my backyard. In the back window of my car. Yes, so for the first time ever, I've actually got like a cold cacao with me at the moment, but that's because I'm in my car and it was like a sauna in here before. And this is like my recording studio.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
So cacao, actually, it connects you back with Mother Earth. It's like Mother Earth in a powder that you can just mix with some water, and I like to add coconut oil as well, but just incredible, and it returns you to your heart space and, yeah, grounds you and just opens up your heart, and you can feel it if you have a really good quality cacao. So I mean, I used to just drink cacao for the taste, like, oh, it's like chocolate but it's healthy. Like, that's the way that I used to approach cacao. When you experience a ceremonial grade cacao, that's when you will feel there's the love chemical, the bliss chemical, the feel-good chemical, all within cacao. Like, holy crap, it's like an orgasm in a cup.
Pretty much.
You're like exploding from your heart. And, I mean, yeah, that's definitely something that helps me just tap back into my alignment. In saying that, you don't necessarily need anything external to you to bring you back into flow. You can use your breath. Like, doing breath work, taking even 3 deep breaths in and out, and just like focusing on this present moment right here, right now, because all we have is this moment. And how does this moment feel to you? Does it feel really good? Does it feel shitty? Like, you can get through it. Say if you're like doing a plank right now and you're just like focusing on moment to moment to moment to moment. Probably do that thing for like 10 minutes, even though your mind is like, oh, I can only do this for like 30 seconds. But like, if you're just focusing on this moment, then you're like, oh, I can handle this, this moment. Oh, I can handle this. Like, if you can get through that moment, and that moment, like, it's only to the point that your body is just like, bleh, and just like flops on the ground. But your mind can handle it all. But your breath brings you back. Your breath will bring you back to your center, to yourself, to your truth, to the present moment. So yeah, definitely your breath. And then, yeah, just make sure that you're nourishing yourself with amazing food. Make sure you're hydrating yourself, cleansing yourself, like honoring your body. Because if you can clear all that crap out, and also the emotional crap, like if you can clear all that crap out of your body, then you become this amazing vessel of the universe. Like this being rather than a doing. Like, you can just kind of glide through life, and yeah, you're just so much lighter. Like, you will feel, I mean, it was only, like, we're September now, it was only, what, 3 months ago, that I decided, I don't even know what this will look like, but I'm making the decision to clear all my crap. And everything opened up from, like, for me from that point. That is when, and a lot of that journey is when I discovered human design as well. So it's about, you know, in this physical realm, clearing the crap and make sure that you're nourishing yourself and, you know, drinking a lot of water and that kind of thing. I mean, I've got 2 water bottles in my cacao with me, plus a 5-liter water, like, next to me right now. So, like, I'm high on that hydration. But, yeah, it's just really important for you to be present in the present moment, know that you've got this, you can handle anything, and operate from that place.
I love that so much. So I've got 2 more questions for you. And the first one is, so what does it mean to you to be a conscious creative at this time?
Yes. So that's the other thing. I found that when I was taking everything so seriously and not playing, not creating, I was actually creating that illness within my body. Especially like I would, it's like I always just had this constant like sore throat that would never really go away. It wasn't like a full on sore throat, but I could just feel this niggle there all the time. Like I was just about to get sick, just about to get sick. And I'm like, and then I looked up the emotional meaning behind that. Like Louise Hay, she has mapped emotions, I mean, what you're feeling in your physical body towards disease and illness. And when you have that sore throat, it's actually about like stifling your creativity and especially your tonsils. And I remember this time that I was especially feeling, it was at the start of this year, it was in February. And I felt like I was just doing the work that had to be done each day and wasn't allowing that time for play. And then I got tonsillitis. And for 2 days, all I did was allow myself to, like, listen to music and create and do art and paint and wrote screenplays and comedy and, you know, was just, like, fully creative. And then after 2 days, it's like my body had, like, released all that creativity that it wanted to unleash on the world. And that's what actually healed me, was my creativity. So within 2 days, when I'd been knocked out, I remember back in uni getting tonsillitis and having to go on antibiotics for 2 weeks at a time. And turns out you just need 2 days of creativity. And so, yeah, I mean, being a conscious creative, I feel like now even more than that, it's about understanding who you are as a conscious creative so that you can create in a way that feels authentic to you and can play and experience life as a playground, and it can just be so much fun.
Yes, definitely. And it looks so different to everyone, and I've done it myself in the past, and I catch people do it all the time. They compare what others are doing, thinking, oh, that's what they're doing, that's what's good for them, that's what's good for me. And it doesn't work like that at all. It's what's got to be good for you. So my last question for you, Anna, is what is the number one thing we can do today to nurture our creativity? I feel like you've already answered this a little bit, but I was wondering if you could dive a little bit deeper into this.
Well, I actually feel like the number one way to nurture your creativity would be to find out who you are. Do your human design, like find out who you are. And I know at first you're probably going to look at it and you'll be like, oh, there's just like colors and shapes and blah, blah, blah. And like, because that's my first reaction, obviously. Like, I just exited because I already had that account set up. But yeah, I feel like you can really tap into your creative state, your creative flow, if you know how to authentically operate as yourself. And it can feel amazing. But yeah, the reason that I started to do human design readings for people is because, you know, I knew for me, obviously, I had looked up mine and I was like, I don't know what this crap is, and I just exited. And so I was like, I need to be able to teach people what this all means. But in saying that, if you know your type, your strategy, your authority, start playing around with that. If you want to go deeper, like, you can find teachers, like I can do a reading for you and actually teach you about what more of it means, like what your personality is. Like, 70% of your personality comes from your personality sun. It's really interesting diving into what that means. The gates and the channels that are linked up and what that means for your creativity, what that means for your love life, what that means for other relationships, what that means for your family, where you should live, how you should eat. Like, it's all mapped out in your chart. It's, yeah, super, super interesting. But yeah, just as the beginning, like, how to really tap into your creativity is find out your type, your strategy, your authority, and experiment.
Definitely. Definitely. I love that so much. And we'll make sure that we link in the show notes how you can get in touch with Anna to learn more. And we'll link her social feeds as well into there. Her Instagram is super fun and definitely, definitely worth checking out. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me. I have had such fun talking. And before we clock off, I would actually love to mention that I was looking at the clock earlier, and at 2:22, you were talking about how the universe was supporting you and how you felt so supported in how things have been going and the space that you're at right now. Which I thought was super fascinating. The angels have got you back there.
Yeah, and I totally feel it too. And I also want to say, like, I absolutely honor you, Yanara. Like, you are doing such amazing things in the world, and I have watched you over the past, even like month, like, absolutely grow into yourself. And you are just going to do such amazing things in this life, and I want you to keep shining. Don't dim that light, because you are incredible.
Oh, I love you, girl. Thank you. You're going to have me crying happy tears again for the third time today.
That's what it's like. You know what the flow state's all about.
Mm-hmm. Every time. Yeah, you sound okay now, though.
Okay.
So, we can see how it goes, maybe.
We should keep this part in the podcast.
I'll put a bloopers reel at the end and we can just be like, technical difficulties.
Wait, this is really weird. Can you hear me?
Thank you so much for being here today and devoting this time. I appreciate your presence like you wouldn't believe. If you loved this episode, and I sincerely hope you did, don't forget to hit subscribe in iTunes. And if you feel called, please leave a review or share this on your social feed of choice. My favorite, of course, is Instagram, and you will find me there as @yenceramics. And for all the resources mentioned in this episode, love notes and updates on what I have on offer, you can head over to my website, www.yenceramics.com.au. Have a beautiful day or evening wherever you are in the world. Until next time, ciao.